So we're just going to relax and breathe. Relax and breathe. Get really comfortable. Squirm around a little bit until you find your best balance spot. And let yourself just take it easy. Nowhere to go, nothing to do. Just ease and comfort. And these are quotes from the Orlando workshop on March 3rd of 2018. Abraham said, "You're doing step one moments all the time. And step two is source takes care of it. That's not your work. Just practice creating an atmosphere so you can receive. That's all it is. The best possible way that you could be creating in the moment. So you don't do any, you can't do anything about the step one stuff. That's all going to happen. The best possible thing you can do is to create in the moment, is to find as many ways to feel as good as you can possibly feel about as much stuff that blisses you out, as much stuff as you enjoy. In other words, that's it. That's as rough as it gets. Find as many ways to feel good as you can possibly feel." And Abraham's conversation with this guy went on, and he asked again, "What's the single best advice about creating and uplifting that you can give?" And Abraham said, "This is what we wish you to know. Your best focus, or work if you want to call it, in any moment in time is to be advocating your best influence, which means it's your constant attention in the preparation and maintenance of your vibrational atmosphere. Because it's about reception, 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 which means it's about tuning, 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 which means it's about allowing the well-being. So it's about selectively sifting. And really, you know what it starts with? This is the answer that your question is calling from us in a powerful way. Be nice to you. Be nice to you. Rest well. Eat well. Get out there where beautiful things are. Play with people who are fun. Think thoughts that feel good. Watch movies that are uplifting. In other words, be nice to you, because it's all about step three. The other parts of it, step one and two, take care of themselves without you ever needing to know what you're doing. But step three, that's receptive mode. You gotta tend to it, which means be nice to yourself. And quiet your mind every now and again. Be nice to yourself. Think nice things about yourself, and think nice things about others. Be nice to yourself. Advocate for yourself. Jerry said to Esther one day when she was grumbling at him, "I think it would be nice if you would pretend that I'm Kate." Kate at that time was their 5-year-old granddaughter. Esther did not have the ability to think anything other than lovely thoughts about Kate. It couldn't happen. And Jerry thought that he would like to be held in that same light by Esther. "That's sort of what you are getting at," Abraham said to the questioner. "In other words, pick your favorite, whatever it is on the planet, and pretend that you are it. And treat yourself as you would treat that. Be nice to yourself. And that will go furthest of anything you might do to create this petri dish of neutrality that will allow you to be so receptive to the wisdom and the love that is naturally who you are." So we're going to spend a little time now being nice to ourselves. Being nice to ourselves. What is it like to be nice to yourself? It's nice to relax. It's nice to find a comfortable position. It's nice to let go of anything that you were worried about before. it isn't necessary now. It's nice to just find a quiet space. Let your mind and your body, your heart and your being relax into well-being. Being nice to yourself often means just slowing down and taking a deep breath and remembering what Abraham said about step two. Step two is source takes care of it. It's not your work. They may have said that before, but I didn't hear it that way. But when I heard it this morning, source takes care of it felt really potent to me. Source takes care of it. Whatever it is that I might worry about, source is on it. Source is already taking care of it. So being nice to myself includes remembering that source is taking care of it. That's not my work. I don't need to worry about it or fix it. Nothing is broken. Everything is unfolding. What is in some way, whether I see it in this moment or not, is good. What is good. I don't have to criticize it. I don't have to change it. I can just relax into it and say, inner being, I have no idea what's on your mind, but I'm eager to find out because I know that you take care of it and you take care of me. And so today is Mother's Day, and Source is the infinite, loving, unconditional mother. Whatever mothering we've had up to this point is nothing like what Source can provide, because Source is ever caring for us. In every precious moment, we are loved, supported, and supplied. Every moment, Source is ever orchestrating new sequences of events and activities and rendezvous and surprises and delights. Whatever is possible given our current vibration, Source is on it. Source is taking care of it. Source is taking care of us. Source is taking care of me. Notice how it feels to you to say, Source is taking care of me. Right now, Source is taking care of me. Source is doing a heck of a job taking care of me right now. Way to go, Source. Thank you. Way to go. You brought me to this place where I'm contemplating these beautiful ideas. You brought me to this place where I'm surrounded by these beautiful people. You brought me to this beautiful place that has nice clean air and cool air on this warm, humid day outside. You're taking care of me, Source. Wow. I can really get into that. Yes, Source, take care of me. You can take care of me even better than you have been. That'd be all right with me. I am willing to be loved, supported, and supplied at an even higher level than I have before. Well, what does that mean? That means I'm going to be nice to me. I'm going to be nice to me. I'm pretty good at being kind to other people. I know what it feels like to be generous and kind and caring with other people. I wonder what life would be like if I was generous and kind and caring to myself. I'm willing to find out. I'm willing to explore the possibility of being nice to myself. After all, Abraham just said, that's what brings everything I want to me. Why wouldn't I want to do that? I want to be nice to myself. I want to play with fun people. Abraham gave me permission to play with fun people. I love playing with fun people. Take a moment and remember a time when you were playing with fun people. What was that moment like? Were you laughing? Were you smiling? Were you chatting? Were you, I don't know what you were doing. Might have been singing or playing an instrument, playing with fun people. There's all kinds of play. What kind of play do I like? Ask yourself, what feels like play to me? What do I do in my life that's playful? I recently heard an Abraham talk on YouTube about being like a playful child, and that the reason that children manifest so easily sometimes is that they're always playing. They're not worried about what's coming to them. They're just allowing themselves to have a good time in life. So it might be fun to play games with friends. It might be fun to do artwork. It might be fun to write poems or essays or books or music. What would be playful and fun for you? Take a moment and just imagine a playful time that you haven't experienced yet that you would like to experience. How much fun would you be willing to have? How could you amp up the fun that you're willing to have? A joyful moment, a moment of freedom and creativity and beauty and harmony and ease. Are you eager to have more fun? Do you look forward to the fun times? Are you willing to look forward to the fun? Do you need to give yourself permission in some way to have more fun? Abraham is source, and they're giving us permission to have fun. So if there's anything stopping us from having fun, it's within our own belief system. For the fun is being lined up for us every day by our inner beings. Our inner being loves us. Our inner being is taking care of everything. Our inner being wants us to have fun, because our inner being has fun with us when we have fun. Our inner being has fun as us, as we have fun. And so we have this opportunity to romp and play in our consciousness, to do fun things with fun people. They also suggested we rest well. So I invite you to imagine just climbing into bed and being at peace. Taking a few moments to review the best parts of this day. Taking a few moments to be grateful for the beauty and the harmony and the ease you've experienced in this day. Giving thanks for the health of this day. Feeling that comfortable feeling of tired at the end of the day, but satisfied with all that was accomplished and experienced. Yeah. Yeah, it's good to be me. It's good to be healthy. It's good to be relaxed. It's good to be grateful. Oh yes, there's so much to be grateful for. Let's take a moment to just be grateful. To feel all of the blessings in our lives. What blessings have you experienced? Perhaps you ran into someone that you hadn't seen for a while. Perhaps there was this instant of recognition where you said, yes, this is someone I like being with. What else is there to be grateful? To be grateful for our prosperity. To be grateful to have a room that's comfortable and safe to sleep in. A cozy bed. And air conditioning and heat that provides us with all of the environmental support we need to sleep deeply and well, as we allow ourselves to rest, to be nice to ourselves, and at the end of this day of romping and playing, we let ourselves relax, breathe deeply, and prepare ourselves for a wonderful night's sleep. With magnificent dreams. And Abraham says our dreams are manifestations. So imagine yourself having blissful dreams, incredible dreams, dreams of things you've imagined having and haven't had yet. Perhaps dreams of things you never even imagined having. And having that experience of life being extraordinary. And you're melting into the bliss of this experience, saying, wow, this is even more than I imagined. Because your inner being is orchestrating your dreams as well. And as you go to sleep, happy and grateful for this day and for your life and for your blessings and your health. You're in receiving mode for your inner being to give you magnificent dreams. Dreams that expand your capacity to understand just how extraordinary you are. Because you are a blessing. You are a beautiful being of light. You are a precious person. You are loved so deeply and so well by Source. And all that love is ever available to you. And as you go into your dreamscape with that understanding, then all of those blissful experiences come straight to you because you are receptive and open to the ease and the flow and the love that Source is ever orchestrating for you. Source is taking care of it all. Source is taking care of you in every moment of every day, in all of time and all of space. And you are an infinite being. And so allow yourself to expand your self-image, to recognize that you are really extraordinary. Sure, you're unique just like everyone else. But they're all extraordinary. We're not separating you out. We're helping expand our belief in the magnificence of all of those that surround us, as well as ourselves. The exclusive club here is those who are receptive. The ones who are getting the goodies are those who are receptive. And so we begin to claim our ability to be more expansive, to be more receptive, to be more allowing of the good that's ever flowing to us. One time Abraham called it an avalanche of grace. A hurricane of well-being. What's blowing toward you is magnificent. And as we just relax and allow it to flow, our lives become extraordinary. And then the extraordinary becomes ordinary, and we allow ourselves to flow at higher and higher levels. We allow ourselves to love more deeply and fully. We allow ourselves to hear our guidance more and more of the time. We allow ourselves to be in the right place at the right time for more and more amazing experiences. And we discover that we're really good at being nice to ourselves. It's fun to be nice to me. And it's fun to be nice to others. And allowing ourselves to be generous and kind and happy and clear and free and empowered becomes our daily experience, because it's all lined up for us already. Source already provided for us. Our job is just to be receptive, to allow it in, to be grateful, and to relax. To just relax and breathe. And we can train ourselves, whenever we start to feel tense, to notice in the early stages, in the place where we feel a little anxious long before we feel fearful or worried, in the place where we feel a little irritated long before we feel angry or vengeful, we can become sensitive to our negative emotions and open and receptive to all of that good that is endlessly flowing to us simply by being nice to ourselves. Such a good thing, such an easy thing. Allowing ourselves to be at ease, to be at peace. Slowing ourselves down into that beautiful place of allowing. And then allowing ourselves to focus more specifically and move into places like exhilaration and vitality and energy and romping and playing and fun. Life goes from good to good to good, from content to exhilarated, from satisfied to blissful, with an occasional dip into ouch. In step one, and then remembering, oh yes, Source is taking care of it. That's not my work. I can relax. I can receive. I can allow. And I do. I love allowing. I love being open and receptive. I feel the freedom and the beauty and the grace of knowing that I am the beloved child. My inner being is ever caring for me, like the beautiful mother, the infinite, unconditionally loving mother that she is. Source is. Source is love. Source is abundance. Source is ease. Source is freedom. Source is fun. And as we align with that infinite nature, we allow ourselves to feel the peace, to feel the grace, and to open to receive all of that flowing good. So just stretch for a moment as this meditation ends, coming back into a normal waking consciousness. We can look around and smile at all the beautiful faces that surround us and give thanks.